to 12. You're with Dane and Sam. Sam, budgie breeders from across the country are getting ready for the big national competition, the 48th one to be held in Launceston, Tasmania. There's a lot of fierce rivalry in the budgie breeding game. We're actually lucky enough to be joined by Troy Holmes, who's the president of the Budgery Council of South Australia. Troy, have we got you there?
You have. Good morning, Sam and Dane. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Now, Troy, can you maybe explain to us what a competition of budgies is?
Absolutely. So the budgie national titles, I guess, are best summarised as a beauty contest for birds. You're allowed to enter into the national titles anything that was bred last year, and we used closed leg rings on those birds. So there was 147,000 budgies, I think, bred last year with closed rings, and we have regional titles, then state titles, which were last weekend, and then obviously the national titles leading into this weekend, which are in Launceston. So very exciting times if you're a budgie breeder. The biggest weekend in the calendar here in Australia.
It is very exciting times. We wanted to close the show out on this because it is just a crazy topic. I mean, I had never heard of it. Can you tell us, how did you get into this?
I was actually, as a kid, caught a budgie in my uncle's market garden and fell in love with it, decided I wanted to breed them, and I went to the pet shop and got a female and put two of them in a cage, and they didn't do anything. They just sat there. Back in those days, we didn't have the internet. And trundled down to the library and found that budgies are gregarious, so they need to breed around other birds. So got a couple more pairs and then found myself a local bird club and started to really enjoy it. So as kids, we had a couple of us that were, I guess, at high school together breeding budgies and, you know, amongst skateboarding and doing other things, and really enjoyed it. It's a really good mix. You've got to understand a bit of science behind the genetics, but you've also got a bit of artistic form in the way you put the pairs together, so what you're actually trying to breed out of them. And then, of course, you've got the competitive side. So it makes for a really good all-round hobby.
Troy, you've been breeding them for a long time. Do you have, like, just an endless supply of budgies living with you in cages, or do you sell them or something? Do you own a lot currently?
How many do you have?
I actually probably have about 500.
I've
obviously got those in aviaries. There are 28 different varieties of budgies that they exhibit, and to sort of be across those and breed them, I need to have a good number of birds, I guess, to be able to do that. But I do have a rather large demand for them, so I certainly don't have any problems if I do decide to part with one, finding a new home for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, you breed them, and obviously this is the competition you're involved in. Can you tell us a bit into the judging process and what makes the best budgie?
So we have a standard of excellence, and there's 60 points allocated for, I guess, the form and type. If you can imagine, you know, as a human being, I guess that's the look of it. If you were to consider a bodybuilding contest, you know, the budgie rolls its head over, I guess that'd be like a human flexing. And then there's 40 points given for colour and variety. So in certain varieties, you're looking for very minimal markings. In some varieties, you're looking for really strong and in-depth markings. So it varies across that, but it's generally a 60-40 split. There is one exception. There's this particular one that actually has a head crest. It kind of looks like somebody's put a very bad toupee on a budgie. And
those
ones have 35 points for the crest. They're very unique, those ones.
Wow.
So, yeah, very cool.
This is the 48th competition on National Champs. Is there some highlights that you can reflect back on? Is there anything funny or interesting that's happened over the years that's been, you know, noteworthy?
Oh, look, absolutely. My first national win, I had bred a budgie. I got a couple away to the national titles. Like, it's a huge privilege to get a bird to go away, you know, with a state team. And this particular bird, when it was born at about 2 or 3 weeks old, the parents decided to start laying eggs again, and we ended up having to bring the two chicks home because the parents were getting a little aggressive towards them, and two of my children raised them. And the one that my son raised actually grew into a really good bird, and he called it Christian. Took it around in this little Ghostbusters car around the house, and, you know, we've got videos of this bird doing all these great things. Anyway, he actually grew into a really good exhibition budgie. And so we took him to the regionals, and he got through to the state titles, and my son said to me, oh, you know, how do you think he'll go? And I was very blasé. You know, he's a good budgie, but he wasn't quite big enough. He had all the right features, but he just in my mind, didn't quite have the size to compete at a national level, and turned out that he won his division, so the Grey Greens, at the state titles. And when he did, the national titles that year were in Penrith. My son said to me, if he wins, Dad, can I come up? Now, at the time, he would have been 7 or 8 years old. And of course, I've just blasely said, yeah, sure, you know, not thinking for a second that he's actually going to win a national title. And Saturday morning up in Penrith, I'm there, and the first two classes they judge are the white green and the grey green. And the judges look at each other, they look at this particular bird, and they sort of make this indication of the shape coming out of around the beak area of the bird, indicating that he's very modern, which he was. And they've moved him up to first place.
Wow.
And I thought, oh my goodness. And I've never, you know, even been close to winning a national title, and they've moved him up there. And I think it was the longest 10 minutes of my life while he sat there, you know, and they judged the rest of the class and then went back to him. And everyone's like, how do you feel? And I said, honestly, right now, what's going through my mind is, how the heck am I going to get Thomas up here? You know, we're already all up here. So I had a very good travel agent who organised it for me, and managed to get him to Sydney. And we had to get him a limo from the airport because he was a minor. Couldn't have him travel in an Uber. And he's rolled up and just walks in and decided to say to me as he's rolled in, Dad, when are you going to win one? And just kept walking. Absolutely fried me.
That's great. Look, what a good comeback story. I hope we've done some good marketing for you. Just to wrap up really quickly, people want to get involved, people want to watch. Is the event live stream at all? How can our people get interested
in
this? It
is absolutely live stream this weekend. You can jump on YouTube. I think it's at ANBC Show is the handle on YouTube. If anyone wants to get on, we live streamed all day Saturday, and then we compete for the last 8 classes on Sunday morning. So definitely jump on there and have a look. It's really interesting, and the commentators will obviously walk you through all the attributes of the birds that you're seeing there.
Great. Troy Holmes, President of the Budgery Council of South Australia. Budgeriga? How do you
say it? It's a hard one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. That's why I avoided it. Thank you so much for your time. We've really enjoyed the chat.
Thank you, Troy.
Thanks, Sam and Dane.
See you,
have a good one. Bye.